Zecha Nishmas, Daniela Shainavas, Yeshua Falik. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas, Vaydab Hashem Moshe V'Aaron Leimor, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor, Ve'er Al B'nei Yisrael V'Chor Elecha Paro Adu Matamimo, Asher Eba Mum Asher Lo Ola Ol. So Chukas, we know that Paradum is a chok. We don't fully understand it. But it's interesting that there could be another added explanation to the concept of chok that's written specifically by Paradum, besides the general mitzvah that we don't understand fully. We have a Yalkut Shimoni. On page 4, it says, "Nikoy lecher of Yosi, Rachanin Omer Rama Shakol Paros Kolos Shalo Kayemis. All the paros are come to an end, but this para, you know, of Moshe Aaron will be forever." Moshe went up to Shamayim. Shama kolo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He heard Hashem's voice. Yosef Oseg beParshas Para, and he's listening to Parshas Para. The Omer halacha b'shem Omra, and Hashem is saying the halacha in the name of the person who's gave the halacha. Eliezer b'ni Omer Para b'shtayim. And a para is 2 years old. For Egla Bashnasa, it's 1 year old. So he's quoting Eliezer. Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Ve'Elyonim V'Tachtonim B'Shuscha. Let's say the whole world is in your palm. Atah Yoshev Omer Halacha V'Shmo Shel Basar V'Dam. Let's say you're the great. So you're saying a halacha in name of a human being who's like, what is he compared to you? So he says, Amar Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Tzadik Echad Os Asid Amod Balomi Vasid Liftoch Beparsha Para Tchila. There's going to be a tzadik that's going to be in the world that's going to speak about Parshas Aduma, Para Aduma. And Lezer Omer Para Bashtayim Egla Bashnasa. So Rav Lezer is going to be this person. Amar l'fanav Ribono l'olam hirotzo sheyetze mechalotzai. So he hirotzo that this person, Rav Lezer, should be a descendant of mine. Amar l'kadosh baruch hachayecha sheyetze mechalotzecha. Yeah, he will be a descendant of yours. Hadohu d'chsiv v'shem ha'echad Eliezer. V'shem osa miyuchad Eliezer. So this Rabbi Eliezer is somehow connected to the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliezer. And so he's quoting from his future descendant, like Rabbi Baruch is quoting from Rabbi Eliezer, who ultimately is a descendant from Moshe Rabbeinu's son, Eliezer. And he's saying a name in his, saying over the halacha in his name. Even though, again, he's finite, he's basar v'dam. So what is this idea? So we know the pasuk says in Kohelis, Divrei chachamim kidarvonos, u'kamas meros, v'tuim balei asufos nudu miroa echad. So, Devei Chachamim are like a yoke that, you know, that was having the animal in its right direction. Kimas Meros, Nituim Balei Asufos, Nidu Miroa Echad. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says here in Chagiga, and you give me on page 7. Afu pasach v'dar divrei chachamim k'dorvanos k'mas mosen tuim balei sufas nudu mereichot. Lama nimshul divrei Torah l'darbon? Why is the words of the Torah compared to a yoke? So he says, lama l'chama darbon zem chavin esaparat l'chamel otzi chayim la'olam? Just like the yoke is Mechavi the person, he should go, Mechavi the animal, that it should go in the straight direction. Av divrei Torah, Mechavi v'slomdei midarkei misa l'darkei chayim. He says, Ima darban ze metaltel av divrei Torah metaltelin. Is it something you could just metaltel? It's a little masmeros. No, they're hammered in. Imam Asmer is a chosiv lo yoser, a divrei Torah chosiv. A nail doesn't get greater, it stays the same. So you might think Torah hammers you in. It gives you permanence. It gives you direction. But a nail is not expansive, right? So you might think Torah is not expansive. Talmud Lomer Tu, Manati Azu Parah Varava, a divrei Torah Parah Varavi. Torah is expansive. Bali Sufin, Elu, Talmine Chachamish, Yoshev, Asufas of Sufas, Vaoskin, Batorah. Halal Matamim, Halal Matarim, Halal Osir, Halal Matirin, Halal Postal, Halal Machshirin. You have a machlokis. One says Tame, one says Tohar. Shem Yomru, Adam Hechani, Lomit Torah, Meata. But how does this work? I'm learning contradictory things. Is it Tame, is it Tohar? You say Tame, you say Tohar. Talmud Loma Kulam Nidnu. So he says, yeah, Talmud Loma Nidnu Tumi Roa Echad. Kulam Kel Echad. But no, it all comes from Roa Echad. From one leader, from the Ribono Shel Olam. So even though there's contrary opinions, but it's all from one person. One being, one Ribbono Shel Olam. One Ribbono Shel Olam can give us what? A Torah that has a multiplicity of use. Now what's the concept of this? So if you look at here on page 9 in the Ve'el Moshe, Vayol Moshe, page 9.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Good. He says an important yisod. Ve'emes habor hazeh, shebevadi yish derech b'chol machlokes lavo la'emes, b'chol dvar halacha. There is, any machlokes, then we have a conclusion. Lefamim al yidei klol d'achari rabim l'hatos. Sometimes we follow achari rabim l'hatos. O klolim achayim, shatam chacham alay sufas, tam and tarim asun ratim, barim li deit hashva, kamom bimei chach mei hashas. Aval kanai echad tzarech lezeh. In other words, how do you come to the maskana? You have a group of people together, and they mefalpel, and they have an opinion, and we follow Rove, or whatever way we follow. But what gives us the ability to have a maskana? He says, a tanai echad tzarech lezeh. So you call hadeyas kula meiroa echad nitnu. Words, they all have to be people who are rooted in the roa echad. In other words, a lot of times people are not, their deya, like, is coming from outside. They're not coming from the Torah rubric. They're coming from an outside secular approach, values that are coming outside the scope. You see, when you have Rabbi Lezer says this, and Rabbi Shua says this, they're all within the scope of Torah. So then, if everything's within the scope of the Roa Echad, then we can get a Emes Dika Maskana from that. But if we're having some people that are getting their shitas from what they think, from the secular winds of the day, then that's not going to bring a maskon of emes. She called days kula me ro echad nitnu. Moshe goes to the Gemara. Kam l'shoch ro echad kel echad parnitz echad. They odu kol amasim baruchu. So I'm shachol habachinus sheish ba'inyan eivahem shum hashpots dodes min ha'olam. Me'ezet tzad hu. El kol ha'deyaz bo'im rak me hashpots ha'torah ha'kdosha. That's what they say. Shach the quote is from Rav Moshe. They had tainas and Rav Moshe, you know, maybe tshuvas had secular influence. He said, so Rav Moshe said back, I never picked up a secular book in my life. So any day I have about anything comes from the Torah. So Mimela, a person like that, has the ability to give a psak on all the modern shilas of today. Even you would think, modern shilas of today, you need somebody who's more modern. No, you need somebody who's most rooted in Torah. And a person's rooted in Torah, who's rooted in emes, he's not looking to say what's the secular approach, or what's politically correct, or what's, you know, either way, he's just rooted in Torah Semes, in Roa Echad. Because if the people are afraid of what are the Balabatim going to say? What is the Hamonam going to say? In other words, they're trying to please the tzibur. Miflogos shonos hamashpim akol omlo v'chol hamanhigim v'samos einei kol v'matzav dor kazeh dorash rabbi shum v'yuchai yinei yomim boim yishotu l'vakesh dvar Hashem v'lo yimtso. Because if they're not rooted in Torah Semes, then they're never going to come to proper paskal. Shomer al zeh shal yimtzu halacha berura b'mokam echad. Rasulam sheyavo hadeyas b'mokam echad shu haroa echad uparnis echad. Elam mehashpas harabim hatoim miderech ha'emes. So that means, you know, you have some people who make machaz and things, but they only make machaz on somebody who's easy to, you know, an easy target. In other words, a person who's emes is emes no matter who says it, even if it's a person that's difficult to argue with, but you don't think it's emes. Some people, they're big kanoim, but they're big kanoim only because it's an easy target. When it's not an easy target, they don't. So these people, their opinion also is not coming from Roa Echad. And that's the Hadiv Amarti Bezel Farish Mesek Lashonu Shal Chazal Shemchor Beis HaMikdash Ein Etten Lo Lachadish Baruch Balomo Elo Dal Amo Shal Halacha Belvad. So what does it mean? Dal Amo Elchor Tzim Lo Shal Belvad Hu Miyutar. What's Belvad? Kem Shal Omer Ein Lo Elo Dal Amo Shal Halacha Shapi Yadin Zeo Tziv Lo Acheres Mahu Tziv Od Lomar Tevas Belvad. So he says, "Al shakivnu shatzorch liros od beilu dala amos shalochi imheima shal halacha bolvad." Has to be halacha bolvad. Below tsirif das hakol hamashpia shaloke halacha. Nechval b'ze kol mine taruvas haragil misar b'dor tachronim b'dala amos shal halacha. Shalom, bracha b'Hashem. That's why a person who's going to give a psak on the new issues of the day has to be a person that's pure. That, you know, that has no hashpos from, you know, secular values. And that's not easy to find, because a lot of people are mushpa by the winds of the world, and this is the yisod that the Satmar Rebbe is saying over here of the Roech. Oh, so now let's now go to the Beirach Moshe. He says like this. He quotes the Medrash we said, that Hashem is saying Divrei Torah from Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. So, right, so he says here, Then he calls it a Yom Moshe on page 12, and then he says Umeata. He's by Mamar Hamidrash, page 12, bottom right. Yeshasha Olam Moshe Lamaram Shama Kol Shal Kadosh Baruch Yosef Osek BeParshas Paraduma. Omer Halacha B'Shem Omer Eliezer Bnei Omer Eglabas Shnosu Parba Shnosayim. Al Zet Haba Moshe. Halacha Zul Lo Kaim Lan Krav Lezer and Aktir Halacha Kachamim. Dagol Bas Shnosayim Parba Shalosh. So right, so we pass it. Lazel Ma Moshe Rabon Shalom Halyoni V'Tachtoni B'Shuscha V'Ata Omer Halacha Mishmo Shal Bosa V'Dam. Hayu Kevin Shal Yonim Tachton B'Shuscha V'Gol Yuv V'Fanecha Hech Yuk V'Halacha Zul Hagdei Chachm Yisrael. In Kevin Madu Ata Omer Halacha Mishmei D'Yachid Shein Halacha Kemos. So he's saying that Moshe was asking, well, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. You're quoting the wrong Shita. Amalot Tzadik Echad Osi Lamod Ba'Olomi V'Osi Liftoach Parshat Par Aduma Tchila Tzadik Zeh Osi Lamod Ba'Olomi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Limudo Tezach V'Noki. There's going to be a tzaddik that all his Torah is what we say in Yiddish, reina Torah, pure. Kain afshe ein halacha kamoso, even though we're not my paskin like Rav Lezer, because mokum kvar amru chacham lasei oznocha kafeh cheses l'shmos divrei hametamim v'zdivrei hametar. You have to hear both sides, provided if they come meroa echad, provided that they're coming from. So he says, so he says the chashivas of Rabbi Lezer, even though we don't paskin like him. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal, he rotson she'im mechalotzai. I hope that Rabbi Lezer comes from my family. Because Hashem is quoting him, even though we don't paskin like them. But what he says is pure Torah. It's pure Torah.
Why
did... Amar lo chayecha shehu mechalotzala secha, was Moshe, his son is what? Is same echad Eliezer. She Eliezer sha'av mi emani torah mi ro echad mi odom kalamasim baruch hu. And that's the yisod. In other words, there can be multiplicity in halacha and even things we don't paskin like, but of a maisa, it's what? It's coming mi ro echad. And that is interesting that the context that the Chazal teach us this idea of, you know, of quoting the Shita that we don't necessarily paskin like is in the Parsha of Paraduma. And that's part of the Chok. I tell you, Chok is not only we don't understand the reason, but the concept that we have differing opinions that we validate each of them if they're coming Roma or Echad, that itself is a Chok. The fact that they're Ayin Panim La Torah. But then there are individuals who, you know, some of them mean well, you know, that they, but it's the Torah is not pure Torah. There are other things that are coming from other sources, and then it's not Meiroa Echad. And that's what the Biyos Boker of Shaul Brach here writes on page 15, the famous pasuk Shalom bottom of page 15. Shalom Rav Lo Veso Secha Veilo Momo Shalom. The Torah Magin L'Olam. I wanted to do this one. Oyomar Sholom Rav Lo Veso Secha. The Yesh Didaktik. The Far Omer Sholom Rav. Right? We say, Ich Omer Chachach Ein Lo Mo Mishol. What does that mean, Sholom Rav? And then it says, "Ve'elam mamukshol." Rach hatzalam minezik. Elam mamukshol means you won't be damaged. Shalom Rav is mashma something positive. Elam mamukshol is mashma not positive. It's just it won't create damage. So what is that? So he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. He says, "Machlkuson shal tamidei chachamim tachlis shalom ha'amiti. Vun hanikra shalom Rav bigmatria." Machlokes. Sholom Rav Bigmatria Machlokes. Because the two, you know, if you're having a Machlokes about Abaye V'Rava and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, they're both pure Torah, that's the true Machlokes. So, Shalom Rav. Vezo v'Rav Shalom Banayich. Tamich Chachamim Bar Shalom Olam. Zeh Shalom Rav l'Ovei Sarosecha. Mish lehem machlokas v'zu Shalom Ha'amiti. Ve'im lo mechshol. Chul machlokas shar b'nei Adam sheyitzei mechshol v'zrav. In other words, Ein lo mechshol means nothing negative will come out of such a machlokas. Usually you have a machlokas, something bad comes out of the machlokas. But if it's the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar Omer Kacha, Rabbi Shua Omer Kacha, and it's all within the Roa Echad, then Ein lo mechshol. Then it's not going to bring anything negative. And it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable pshat. He says, on page 60, Vayom Hashem Moshe Reit Ha'id Ba'am. They give Hasra, the Rashi says, they shouldn't come up with Har Sinai. Then Yersu El Hashem Liros, the Nafal Mimenu Rav. And so what does that mean? So look at the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. Okay, take a look. On page 20. And Yerso Hashem Leros Venofel Menorav Yirmos Ki Sholom Shol Amei Aretz Tachliso Machlokas. Because Amoratzim, they have Machlokas, their Sholom is going to be Machlokas. Because it's not coming Miroa Echad. It's all coming about, this is what I feel, this is what I feel. And so even though they seem to be on the same page, in the end, it's not going to have shalom, because one day, the next day, he'll feel differently. Because you're not trying to mechavin what's the Ratzon Hashem. You're saying, so the shalom of an Amoret is going to bring machlokas. Ki nusam lo yafel lo noehem lohem velo olam. Umachalkusam shal tamidei chachamim tachliso shalom ha'amiti. Hu shalom rav. Right? Gematria machlokas that we saw before. זה תמיד חכם מבר משולם, מרבים דייקה, כי מחלוקת שלהם נקרא שולם רב. The מחלוקת of a תמיד חכם, תמיד חכם is שולם רב. And we're not talking about somebody who has, one person has secular ideas, the other not. It's all within the reign of Torah. ולכן אם כל בנייך הם בונייך, הם לומדי השם, אז רב שלום בנייך. וכל בנייך לומדי השם, if you all, your בנייך, הלימודי השם, are coming from רוע אחד, then you're going to have the Rav Sholom. Achim heim mehasayich, but if they're not the Bonayich, they're not the Roe Echad, they're the mehasayich, they're the destroyers. So what does the Pasuk say? Pen yersu elam leroz, what? V'nofal mimena Rav. The Rav, it won't be Rav Sholom anymore. Achim hey marsaych and stalk my drinkers rav from Malahem with a shalom kash shalom gematria esav. The shalom is gematria esav. Rav shalom is machloikis. That's the machloikis of Talmidei Chachamim. But nafal mimenu rav. If the rav goes away and you only have shalom, that's gematria esav. And yersu alam liros. They're not going to be bonayich. They're marsaych. As v'nofal mimenu rav, there won't be Rav Shalom, and then it'll only be what? Shalom b'li rav. And that is gematria esav. Because when everyone's just trying to, we're not looking for what's the roa echad. We're looking, you know, we have all these ideas, the secular ideas, and we're not rooted in Torah. But you have to be rooted in Torah, you know, like, a lot of times people just think, this is what I think. What's your what do you mean this is what you think? Based on what? Based on, because that's the secular norm. That's what's in the Olam. So that's Shalom. That's Shalom. And the Shalom of Amoratzim is Machlokes, is Esav. But the Machlokes of Talmidei Chachamim is the Rav Shalom. And that's what we see that. And that's the chukas hapara, that you have different shittas, what, how old the parah is supposed to be, 2, 3, whatever it is. And that's what Hashem is saying over. Hashem is probably saying over other things, but the example Chazal give it to us is in the context of Parah Aduma.
Bashnosa,
Bashalosh. That's the, and that's what the Drashos Haran says on page 21. Ech Nomar, Tekulam Nemrel Moshim Piagvura. Inyan Alderach, page 22 in the second line. But he says that you have this idea of the machlokes, but it's machlokes with the idea of roe echad. That's the Rav Shalom, and that's the gematria machlokes. But Shalom alone, that's Esav, and that's Parah Aduma. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so enamored by this idea, he says, Halavai, I should be, my descendants should be the sheet that we don't paskin like. But Hashem still goyers it. Because it's Miroa Echa. Rav Leza says, Parabash Nasayim. Halavai, it should be from, and Hashem says, yes, your son Eliezer is the predecessor to Eliezer and the who say that opinion.
The Tanah Rav Eliezer.
It's coming from Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. Rav Shalom. But it all has to come. So halalu mitamim v'halalu mitarim kulam nitnu miroa echad. And that's the Chukas HaTorah. Because people say, how can you have different opinions? The answer is you can't have different opinions. But if they're coming miroa echad, they're all within the Mesorah, without any outside influences. Not saying that a person can, have secular knowledge and things like that, but when it comes to the Torah, what's the Ribono Shalom saying? That has to be pure. Not what is the secular world saying, and that's probably how to tie up what should be the halacha like that. And unfortunately, especially as the generation goes, there's a lot of influence into the Olam Mibachutz, into Yoshua Beis HaMedrash, and that's not Meiroa Echad. But and those Chukas HaTorah means they could be a legitimate of Halalu Metarim, but it all has to be Meiroa Echad, and that's. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot of nachas from that. And he doesn't mind that his grandson is going to be the one that we don't paskin like. As long as he's from the camp that could say, Hulam nitnu meiroa echad. And that's the sakana of this door. Of people, all the new challenges of this door have to be handled by people who are pure, who have, sometimes people... It doesn't mean that you're always going b'chumrah to be pure. In other words, people who are, are shakua in Torah, it could be l'chum kula, it could be l'chumrah, halal matamim. But it has to be with the people who are kulam nitnu, meiroa echad, and the values, like Rav Shechter once mentioned, some svaras are secular svaras. It has to be reina Torah, shemet zay zoch, because it's b'lish morim. And then, so that's the Chukas HaTorah, that there can't be a coexist halalo matamim v'halalo matarim if we have the attitude that kulam nitnu meiroa echad.